This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you could improve in any of these areas I just mentioned, stay with us. Because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own transformed study kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Facing the Fears That Ruin Relationships.
See, one of your deepest needs is to be loved, but one of your deepest fears is the fear of being seen for what you really are. And you can live with a husband or a wife for 50 years and keep secrets from them because you're afraid that they would not accept that part of your life. Living with somebody doesn't guarantee that they're seeing all of you, because they're not. Now, I want you to notice the damage that fear does to a relationship, because there are three stages, and we see all three of them here in this. The first phase is shame. You might write that down, shame. It's verse 7. Once they disobeyed God, the first thing that entered their relationship was shame. And when you disobey God, shame enters your relationships. It says they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. Fear is often based in shame. Now, when you carry shame, you are easily embarrassed. When you carry shame, you fear embarrassment almost more than anything else. And you will do almost anything in your life to avoid embarrassment. That is a symptom that you're carrying unresolved shame in your life. Shame makes me more self-conscious. Shame makes me nervous, more nervous. Shame makes me fearful of being humiliated. And I'm going to avoid that at all costs. Shame means I am easily mortified. Because if you have any of those things in your life, it means there's some shame you haven't given to God and let Him take it away in your life. Phase one is they felt shame. Phase two is the cover-up. The cover-up. And what happens is when we feel ashamed, we try to conceal who we really are, our true selves. Verse 7b says, so they sewed fig leaves to cover themselves up, or to cover up themselves. Now, if you've ever seen a fig leaf, they're not very big. Some of us, it'd take a lot of fig leaves to cover us. Okay. Now, today, we all have much, much more sophisticated ways of covering up who we really are. We don't have to use fig leaves anymore, but we do it all the time. I wonder what ways you use to cover up your fears, your insecurities. What ways do you cover them up? Some people use humor, and they're the class clown, but they don't let anybody get close to them. They don't let anybody get close to them. Maybe you try to cover up your insecurities by presenting an image that you're all put together. I mean, you got the right clothes, you got the right accessory, you got the right hair, you drive the right car, you say the right things, you use the right words, and you give this image that you're all put together, but you're not. You're not, you don't have it all together. You don't have it all together in any sense of the word. But you try to present this image. Why? Out of fear. Today, a lot of people hide behind an online image. And if you read their Facebook, their life is perfect. And if you read their Instagram, they have nothing but fun and everybody wants to date them. And they are so cool. Stop pretending you've got a perfect life on social media. You're just faking it, and it's revealing the fears in your life. There's a third phase. We move from shame to cover up, and the third phase is distance from God, and that's verse 8. It says, then they hid from God among the trees. Years ago, there was a guy named John, I can't remember his last name, but he wrote a book called Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am? It's a good question. Why am I afraid to tell you who I am? And the answer to that question was, the reason I'm afraid to tell you who I am is because you might not like who I am. And if I share who I really am, not what I'm pretending to be, if I share who I really am and you don't accept me, it's tough luck. I'm up a creek without a paddle, so there's no way I'm going to let you going to see the real me because you might reject it. They hid from God among the trees, and this causes us now to not only be disconnected from other people, and that's why we have relationships problems with others, but we're disconnected from God, which is why we have a relationship problem with God. And we not only start fearing other people, we start fearing God out of shame. God doesn't expect you to be perfect, but he does expect you to be honest. So the first fear is this fear of being exposed, and that causes me to be distant. The second fear we see in Adam and Eve is the fear of disapproval. And my fear of disapproval makes me defensive. My fear of disapproval makes me defensive. You see, now we move from simply hiding and running and covering up to now being defensive, and we start attacking other people back. We're not just hiding, we're now hurling. We're not just excusing ourselves, we're accusing others.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Have you ever noticed that the world has ever-changing so-called answers to your relationship struggles, solutions to your financial troubles, and explanations to your search for meaning? But what the world offers often leaves us empty and searching for more. The good news is, God's Word contains timeless truths that can transform every area of your life, from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called Transformed. In it, he'll help you discover the key biblical principles that will completely transform you by changing the way you think. Pastor Rick covers every area of your life: spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Filled with weekly lessons, daily devotions, and exercises to help you go deeper in God's Word, this 7-week DVD and workbook study is perfect to do on your own or with a small group of friends. We'll send you the Transformed Study Kit as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. To get your copy of this great resource, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The second fear we see in Adam and Eve is the fear of disapproval. And my fear of disapproval makes me defensive. My fear of disapproval makes me defensive. You see, now we move from simply hiding and running and covering up to now being defensive, and we start attacking other people back. We're not just hiding, we're now hurling. We're not just excusing ourselves, we're accusing others. And in this stage now, when I have this fear of disapproval, I start pointing fingers at everybody else. And you hear people say, but you did that. You did this, but you did that. But you did this, but you did that. But you did this, but you did that. That's moving from hiding to hurling, from excusing to accusing. The more critical a person is, the more you know they fear disapproval. I'll say that again. The more critical, the more perfectionistic, the more attacking someone is, they're always putting everybody else down, the more you know that person fears disapproval. because that's the way it shows up. The more I fear disapproval in my life, the more I'm going to point at other people and all what they're doing wrong. So you see these commentators and preachers and other people who are always pointing out the wrong of everybody else, they are afraid of being disapproved of themselves. It's coming out, that judgmentalism. We see this in verse 12. God asks, did you eat what I told you not to eat? Adam answered, you gave me this woman, and she gave me the fruit. Adam took it like a man. He blamed his wife. And in fact, he's not even blaming his wife as much. He's blaming God. You gave me this woman. You know, if you hadn't made this woman, you and me, God, we'd be like this. It's all my wife's fault. I'd really be close to you, God, if it weren't for that wife. That woman, she seduced me. She got me all messed up. And so God, Adam is blaming not only Eve, he's blaming God for his choice. He's passing the responsibility. Now, you've heard me say many times, you spell blame, be lame. And Adam is being lame here. Now, sorry, ladies, but Eve wasn't any more willing to accept responsibility. She doesn't show up either. She doesn't woman up to this. Genesis 3:13, then Eve said, the snake tricked me into eating. So Adam blames his wife, and Eve blames a snake. Great. My fear of disapproval makes me defensive. And this happens in your marriage and in your relationships all the time. If anybody says anything that you feel, your wife says something to you that you feel is a hint of disapproval, you immediately get defensive. You immediately get defensive. And you either explain it, or you attack back, or you accuse or excuse, or you say something catty or whatever. My fear of exposure makes me distant, and my fear of disapproval makes me defensive. But there's a third fear we see in Adam and Eve, and it's the fear of losing control. And my fear of losing control makes me demanding. My fear of losing control makes me demanding. You see, the result of Adam and Eve's sin is they lost control. They lost control of everything. They lost control of their future. They lost control of their destiny. They got kicked out of paradise. And now they're feeling totally out of control because they weren't controlling anything at this point. And in this situation, my fear of losing control makes me demanding. Now, let me just say it this way. The more out of control you feel, the more controlling you become. The more out of control I feel, the more controlling I become. I start bossing everybody around. I start making demands. I start protecting myself. I start defending, demanding, demeaning. I start dominating. The more insecure you are, the greater you have a need to get your way. If you're a very secure person, you don't need to have your way all the time. You don't. Doesn't bother you. You don't have to have your way all the time because you're secure. But if you're insecure, then you really have to have your way all the time. And you fight for your way, and you push for your way, and you control your way. The more out of control you feel, the more controlling you become. Now, this happens in verse 16, where God says to Eve, you'll have yearnings for your husband. In other words, you're going to love your husband, even though you both messed up, but he will lord it over you. The Berkeley version says he will dominate you. And this is where the war of the sexes began, right there. And all the misunderstanding between men and women, between husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, all the confusion, all the conflict, all the jockeying for power and position, all of the tit for tat, all of this for that, all of the, you know, bargaining and who's going to be in control of this and who's going to run this. And that's all goes back to this situation here, sin. It's not a whole lot of fun to be in that kind of a relationship where you're not cooperating, but you're competing with each other. Would you like to move from competition to cooperation in your marriage where you're not fighting each other, but you're fighting together against other things? You're on the same team. How do you do that? What is the antidote that transforms the relationship, that relieves these three fears, the fear of exposure and the fear of disapproval and the fear of losing control that causes me to be distant and defensive and demanding in relationships? There's only one antidote to the fears. It is love. Love. Write this down. Learn to live in God's love. That is the antidote. I must learn to live in God's love. Now notice this verse, 1 John 4:18. First half of the verse says this. Wherever God's love is, wherever God's love is, there is no fear. Circle that. No fear. So you want to get rid of fear in a relationship? You got to get God's love there. You want to get rid of fear in your career? Get God's love there. You want to get God's fear out of your education or in your sports or whatever? You got to get God's love there. Wherever God's love is, there is no fear. Why? Because God's perfect love drives out all fear. You see, the opposite of fear is not faith. The opposite of fear is love. When you invite God's love into the front door of your heart, and last week we talked about your heart as the center of your emotions, when you ask God's love into your heart, the front door, fear goes out the back door, because fear and love can't live in the same house. When you let fear in the front door of your house, love goes out the back door. Whenever you are afraid, you are not being loving, because perfect love casts out all fear. Why is it that people will stand and watch a fire burning a building down, and everyone's afraid to go in, but somebody runs in, and it's the mother going in to get the baby? Why? Because fear is overcome by love, and the love is greater than the fear. So learn to live in God's love. You see, this is the result of fear. Notice the second part of that verse, 1 John 4:18b. It's the thought of punishment that makes a person fearful. What is the thought of punishment? You're thinking about the negative consequences. How many times have you been afraid to tell the truth because of the consequences? How many times have you been afraid to be yourself because of the consequences? How many times you've gone to a party or gone on a date and you didn't want to say what you really believed because of the fear of the consequences, the punishment you would receive? How many times, if you had a friend and you knew something was wrong in their life and you tell them almost all the truth, but you save back the last 10%, which will make the difference? And you hold back, so many times we hold back the last 10% from somebody because we're afraid we're going to hurt their feelings and then they're going to reject us. And we're really doing it out of fear. We don't want to share the last 10%. It is the thought of punishment or negative consequences that makes a person fearful. So how do I learn to live in God's love? You do three things. And if you'll do these three things, it will transform your relationships. These things will transform. Really, there are three daily choices. Every day I surrender, every day I remember, and every day I offer. And if I do these three things, and if you will do these three things, you will transform your relationship. You may have been married 40 years. It'll still transform your relationship. Number one, how do I learn to live in God's love? Every day, surrender my heart to God. Every day, surrender my heart to God. Now, last week when we were talking about emotions, we said the heart is the symbol of the center of your emotions. And so what you do is in the morning when you wake up, you sit on the side of your bed and you say, God, before I even start this day, I surrender the center of my emotions to you. God, I want you to be Lord of my feelings, Lord of my emotions. God, I want you to control my mind and control my emotions, my mind and my heart. And I surrender it to you. And I want you to fill me with your love. Now, why? Because God is love. God is love. The closer you get to God, the more love will fill your heart. The further away you get from God, the more fear will fill your heart. So if you want to get rid of your fears, you got to get close to God. And if you get away from God, fear, anxiety, worry, insecurity, those are going to soar in your life. See, because perfect love casts out all fear. So if I get close to God, it casts out the worry, the insecurity, the anxiety, the fears, and all of those things.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, you know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a vegan leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
During this series on transformation, we've been talking about 7 key areas of your life: spiritual health, physical health, mental health. We've talked about emotional health, your relational health, your financial health, even your vocational, your career health. God cares about every one of these areas in your life. And did you know He wants to bless each of these areas? And He's given us principles and steps in His words for living healthy, fulfilled lives, not for our happiness alone, but ultimately for God's glory, for His happiness, for His joy. God enjoys watching His children be effective in life. Now, the truth is, we can't change or transform these areas on our own. We have to start trusting God to create the changes within us. The Bible teaches that the closer we get to God, the more our lives will be transformed. And in Jeremiah 29:13, God says, "You'll find me when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else." So I want you, and I want me, and all of us to get serious about discovering God's wisdom and allowing Him to transform our lives. Imagine the difference the world would be if lives were really transformed by the grace of God. Now, it's always been my goal here at Daily Hope, not just to show you what God says to do and how to do it, but to supply you with practical tools for doing it on a daily basis. So I've created a special Transformed Bible Study Kit. Now, in this kit, there are a number of resources that I want you to have. First, 7 lessons on DVD that help you go deeper and explore what the Bible has to say about each of these 7 key areas of your life. And then there's a 225-page workbook filled with tools for personal evaluation, goal setting, daily devotions, verses to memorize, a place to take notes and journal, information about additional resources. This study kit can be used not just in your personal life, but as a small group study guide with your friends. I want to send the Transformation Bible Study Kit to you as my gift to tell you how much I love you and to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. If you can give any kind of financial support to keep this broadcast expanding throughout the world, to share the message of hope of God's Word, I want you to have the Transform Bible Study Kit. When you give to Daily Hope, it helps us share the message around the world in places where there are no Bibles, no bodies of Christ, and no believers. I want you to know that I love you, and I thank God for you, and I hope you'll join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.